Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I'm a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. I am excited to be here on a Tuesday. Our guests today are phenomenal.
Yes, they are.
And I'm also excited to talk a little bit about a learning chance that I, as well as our leadership team, had just last week.
Oh, exciting. Okay.
We got a chance to attend the High Reliability School Summit.
Yes.
Which is all grounded on Bob Marzano's research. We actually got to meet the guy and get some feedback on some things that we're doing. But what this is our framework for instructional improvement. And so it was just a really good time for us to get together, reflect on what's working, and then make plans to continue to move our district forward. So I was really excited to get a chance to do that. And I'm glad we're back. And here
Excellent.
We are. Not on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday.
I heard from Ms. Ortega that you guys had gone to different sessions and then come back. And, you know, it's that those discussions afterwards, I think, where everybody think grows. Even if you didn't get to go to a certain session, somebody did in the district, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to share and you know.
And that was the best part about it. Yes, the learning is phenomenal, and all of the presenters are really well-recognized.
Sure.
But it was really a chance for us to just think about locally, what are we doing for our kids at Alamosa School District, and how do we continue to move the district forward?
Excellent. Well, glad you had that opportunity. Well, we're going to go on to our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. So what do you want to share with us today?
Well, as you may be aware, the Alamosa School District has undertaken on quite a bit of change and upgrades in our building with respect to HVAC and asbestos abatement over the past few years.
Yes,
a lot
have.
Of this work has happened at Ortega Middle School. In fact, your room was one of the rooms that was sort of impacted the most. Well, the upgrade process brought other needs and wants to provide quality learning and working environments to the surface, because that's truly what we're all about.
Sure.
A facilities advisory committee was formed during the 22-23 school year, and the committee members continue to provide guidance and support to the district. At the advice of the Colorado Department of Education Capital Construction Department and the Alamosa School District Facilities Advisory Committee, the Board of Education partnered with RTA, which is an architecture firm, to develop a comprehensive facilities master plan.
So let's back up just a little bit. Tell me what a facilities advisory committee, you know, what did they do? How did they get on that committee?
Yeah, the facilities advisory committee is a group composed of dedicated individuals from our school community, including school board members, partners, teachers, administrators, and community members.
Okay.
We have business people
who
are represented in the committee. And their primary goal is to provide guidance and recommendations regarding the improvement and development of our school facilities.
So why is this facilities master plan important?
Yeah. Well, the facilities master plan will serve as a roadmap for the future development and enhancement of our school's physical infrastructure. We are envisioning a 10-year plan.
Okay.
And it will outline our vision for creating modern, functional, and sustainable spaces that support our educational objectives and enrich the overall school experience by providing inviting as well as safe spaces for our staff and students.
All right. And of course, it makes sense for the district to look at the big picture and come up with a plan of action, right? Because every year the buildings get a year older.
They do.
Right. So when will this facilities master plan be released?
Well, although the development of the facilities master plan is not quite complete, several areas of focus and deferred maintenance needs have already been identified. And we will be sharing with the Board of Education and the community those needs and our progress so far. So there will be different pieces of information released as early as our next board meeting on the 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
With the full plan to be released later on the semester.
All right. Very well. All right. We look forward to hearing more about that. So let's move on to our favorite segment.
That's right.
Celebrate. We have some special guests with us today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Our third core belief states that we identify, recognize, and build on the strengths of our students to ensure they grow through their skills. We've talked about many different options that we have at Alamosa High School in our district. And today, we have two very special students with us. I am happy to introduce a familiar face to our podcast, to ASD
That's
Radio.
That's right.
Brock Benton and Bryce Weissner. Welcome.
Well, Bryce and Brock, welcome to Education Radio. So tell each of you, tell us a little bit about yourselves so that our audience gets to know you better. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
All right, Brock.
My name is Brock Benton. I'm a senior at Alamosa High School. I'm part of the knowledgeable team, Minds in Shape team. I run cross country, track, and I'm also involved with Key Club, NHS, and a bunch of other clubs. So,
excellent.
My name is Bryce Weissner. I'm a senior here at Alamosa High School. I've been here since I was one, so that's really cool. I'm also a knowledgeable, and I don't do too many other clubs, but I do a couple.
Excellent. Okay. So let's move on. So you are members of the amazing knowledgeable team, and that's why we invited both of you here today. So who are your other members? Let's recognize them first.
So we also have Madeline Garbrick and Jake Fricke, and us four make up the varsity knowledgeable team.
All right.
All righty. I know what knowledgeable is, but maybe our audience doesn't know. So would you please tell us what is knowledgeable and what does it look like?
Well, it's like a quiz show almost. Like buzz in, it's trivia questions. It's against two other teams, and we buzz in, compete for the highest score.
Okay. All right, so when does Knowledge Bowl get started every school year?
Pretty much the first week of school. We start practice, and we'll practice up until, all the way through May. State is in March, but we continue practicing after that, and we have a few more fun, focused meets following state.
Excellent. So it goes on the whole year
yes.
long. Wow. All right, I'm going to throw a question in here.
Go for it.
So, all right, Knowledge Bowl, they're quizzing you. Mm-hmm. But is it like current events? Is it like facts that everybody should know? What kind of questions is it?
It's all kinds of categories.
Yeah, I'd say it's all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of pop culture. A lot of people think okay. it's mainly pop culture, but it isn't. All types of science, math.
History.
Yeah, history. Any subject you can think of, we're asked. So
okay.
that's kind of the challenging part of Knowledge Bowl. We never know what they're going to ask us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wow. So obviously you have retained a lot of this just from the classes. And because you're both extremely bright, intelligent, hardworking young men. But can you tell us a little bit how you prepare? Or, you know, what are you looking at? What do you use to practice?
I think we look at the questions we've already experienced, right? We see what
okay.
we've gone through, and we try and predict based on that what's going to happen, what's going to come up, what we need to study for.
Okay.
Yeah, there's certain companies that distribute these questions, and we'll just run through past questions from 2019, 2018, 2017, any past questions we've had, and we just keep running through those. And then also, even though we don't know always what we're going to be asked, we know general topics like anatomy or earth science or calculus, so we can study those topics and,
okay.
Prepare
All right.
for that.
Okay. Well, what is your favorite part about being knowledgeable?
I would say I really enjoy studying, so it gives me an excuse to study.
Right. There's a reward there. It's
yes.
That's great.
Yes.
I like the competition. It's fun to be on a good team and beat people at
yeah.
what we do.
So. Yeah.
Well, we like that you guys are representing Alamosa School District
Absolutely.
Very well. We are proud of your accomplishments.
And so do each of the team members have, like, their own specialty?
Yeah, for sure.
Like me personally, I specialize in anatomy, earth science, parts of U.S. history, South American geography, North American geography, and philosophy are like my main topics.
Yeah, I cover current events, some African geography, Shakespearean literature, a couple other things like mythology and stuff like that. And then Madeline, she covers all the music, and Jake gets like everything else.
Okay, all right. So did you guys get started at OMS?
I didn't. I started this year.
But, oh, okay.
Yes, I did. I competed my seventh grade year and then what I could my eighth grade year before COVID hit. And then I actually went into high school not planning to compete in Knowledge Bowl. And then my sophomore year, I decided to come out again, and I've been on the team ever since. So,
excellent. So OMS has 5 to 7 teams on a regular basis. So they have about 30 students, including a sixth grade team, and they're in the midst of their competition season. So does Alamosa High School have more than just you guys? You said you were the varsity team.
Yeah.
So talk to us about that.
There's I think usually we have 3 teams at our meets, but we have a JV for sure that's set pretty well, and then anybody else kind of fills in that third team for our meets.
Yeah, we usually have about, I would say, 10 to 12 other students, and then usually 6 to 8 of them will attend meets and represent our JV team.
Okay. So as a follow-up to that question, did you guys choose each other?
No, we did not. It's pretty much the top 4 players, whoever's answering the most questions.
Okay.
And it's entirely, it's dependent on that and also consistency, whether we're consistently attending our practices and showing effort and studying.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys share with us how you prepare for the meet regarding academics. When I was playing football, I had my rituals, you know, and it was like game day.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for your game day? Do you have some rituals? Like, what can you tell us?
I guess I don't have any rituals, but, you know, it's just trying to fall into a habit of, like, getting ready to compete, going over notes, like, waking up on time, being on time, eating good.
Yeah.
Just good habits.
Yeah, I would say a big part of my preparation is sleep, because my first hour isn't until fourth hour at AHS, so that's about 11 o'clock, and our meets start at 9 o'clock, so I definitely always have to adjust to that. And then also just reviewing notes and studying. Yeah.
Cool.
So who are your sponsors? Let's give them a shout-out.
So Ms. Henderson, Mr. Relier, and Mr. Duncan.
Okay. All right. And I guess they each have their own specialty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. So how do you balance all of your school responsibilities, activities, home stuff? How do you go about balancing? And I want you to, we're educating our parents as well. So if you've got some good tips, parents, you know, students who are out there, how do you balance it?
I would say, me personally, always making sure I'm on schedule. I like to keep a planner and specify what I have to do each day. And then usually I like to break up my studying for Knowledge Bowl into sections and then subsections that I can tackle each day, and just set, like, realistic goals, because I'm involved with a lot of other stuff.
Yes,
so
you are.
it can feel pretty overwhelming, and sometimes I feel unproductive, but setting those realistic goals really helps.
And you have, like, a paper planner.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Okay. Bryce, tell us.
I treat it much more like a class, so I'll do, like, I'll make sure I have all my homework done for the day, for the class, and then I just add on top of that Knowledge Bowl studying.
Okay.
So it's a lot less scheduled out like Brock has it. I just do it day by day. But I also break it down into small categories so it's digestible. So it's not just like I can't sit down and study like all of African geography in one day. That'd be too much. So I break it down into like let's study rivers today and mountains tomorrow or something like that.
Okay. All right. And I know you've done some community involvement as well and certainly with your – you know, everything that you've gone going on. Bryce, are you involved with the community?
Not too much. Okay. I help the class, you know. I do, last year I was big in concessions and like helping the class get ready, but I don't do much outside of that.
Okay. You know, you've got enough in school, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. You guys have a fun event coming up. Tell us about it.
Yes, we do. We have a community Knowledge Bowl event. So.
Yes. So March 8th, at 6 p.m., the community is invited to go up against us and other community teams, anybody that's wanting to compete and kind of see what Knowledge Bowl is all about, the type of questions we're asked. It costs $15 per individual or $50 as a team of 4, so a little $10 discount. And we'll have a few written rounds and then the top two teams at the end of the night can go against our team and see if they can beat us. So
yeah, if they win, they get a trophy and shirts that say "We are smarter than the AHS Knowledge Bowl team."
Oh, cool. Yeah. So anyone can put a team of four together.
Yeah. Yes, and you can come as an individual, and we'll put you in a team if we have spare.
Okay. Yeah. So,
right. But you have to pass the written test.
No, that's just part of the score. So
yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Any students, parents, anyone in the community, everyone's invited, and then all of our proceeds from that will go towards a national competition in Chicago. So earlier this year, we qualified for the NEQT Quiz Bowl Small Schools Nationals that's going to be held in Chicago in April. So all of that money's going towards plane tickets, hotels, and everything else. So yeah.
Can I just donate my entrance fee and not have to participate? Can I just do that?
For sure. If you'd like. Yeah.
Okay, I know we haven't talked about Quiz Kids. Plug it in. Tell us about it, and then when is the show airing, or how do we watch you guys?
So our first – so we won last year. So we got a buy round this year. Our first episode airs this Sunday on, I don't know, I guess CW Southwest. That's not a station we get around here, but I think Henderson will have the link for it on YouTube somewhere.
We'll put it on the Facebook page as well once we get the link.
So yeah, I'm excited to watch that. That'd be cool.
Yep. Cool.
All right, so Chicago. Have we started to look into it and seen what else we're going to do? I love Chicago personally. I think it's just a city that has so much energy. So,
a lot of history, too.
Yeah, so what are your plans?
We haven't made any specific plans yet, but we've been looking at different museums,
right,
like the Art Museum and the Technology Museum, and different stuff we can do down there. I think we're leaving Friday of that whatever week we leave, and then we're going to scrimmage that night, compete Saturday, and then possibly compete more Sunday, and then spend some time exploring the city and everything, and then leaving that Monday. So
we'll probably head to the Bean and like hit a bunch of other big famous sites there in Chicago. Really looking forward to that.
I hope you get to do a couple of museums and have some pizza.
Yes, for sure.
We'll definitely have to
get some pizza, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining Dr. Murillo and I today and just sharing, you know, in your excitement of, you know, this awesome activity.
Yes.
And so we're very proud of you, and we wish you both the very best. So college, you want to talk to us a little bit about? Are you ready to talk about that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's coming up. It's coming up regardless of whether we're ready or not.
That's right.
Yeah. I think I'm planning on attending CU Boulder for right now. I'm pretty sure, 99% sure. CU Boulder for electrical engineering.
Great school.
Okay. Yeah,
and I'll be going to Regis University for mechanical engineering. And I'm set in on that. So I just got to do the next steps for that.
All right. Awesome. And you've got a big scholarship.
Yes, I do. I'm so lucky to have that. So that's a huge influence on my decision. It's $30,000 a year for renewable for 4 years. So it's an insane opportunity that I'm amazed, like
then,
super
right,
grateful
you have to jump on it.
Yeah.
Right. If you can get out of college with little to no debt, that's what you want.
That's almost half of tuition
right
there. So a little more than half, actually.
Yep.
All right. Well, we look forward to just hearing about all the amazing things that you guys are going to accomplish the rest of this, you know, of your high school career. Mm-hmm. And then as you go on to college. And
yeah, for sure.
You're our kids, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
All right, well, we just wrapped up elementary parent-teacher conferences, and secondary parent-teacher conferences are just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So February 19th and 21st from 4 to 6 p.m., OMS, Alamos High School, and Alternative AOS will be hosting parent-teacher conferences.
So we invite you to come out and talk to us.
Yeah.
Come on out.
Also, OMS actually hosted the ESLV Spelling Bee tournament at Adams State today.
Yes.
I got a text that it was a great event. I'm not so sure about how we did, but regardless, we had kids competing.
I know that we got, you know, into I think maybe the fourth round. Okay. We had a couple of boys that made it all the way to the fourth round. And so we're excited. The more activities, the more kids get involved.
Definitely.
That's what it's about.
A few other things coming up. Middle school basketball season is wrapping up.
Yep.
And we actually get to host the end of year tournament this weekend, February 9th and 10th. So OMS will be a packed house. Join us if you can. And then they're also having a wrestling tournament on February 23rd at OMS.
All right. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.